Hi, this is a dictation for Samantha Watkins, S-A-N, Santana Watkins, S-A-N, T like Tom, A-N-N-A-H. Last name is Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S. Date of birth is 4/27/2010. Date of accident is 6/25/2023. Date of service is 8/11/2023. Patient reports of being involved in an automobile accident on 6/25/2023, leading to various symptoms. The chief symptom is severe, moderate pain, mild to moderate pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, left hip, right hip, and headaches. Pain and some pain shooting down to the right arm, right leg, as numbness and tingling. With the symptom of TBI, like dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, etc. The of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient had a Santana Watkins was involved in an automobile accident as a rear passenger on the left side on 4/25/2023 at 10 p.m. The impact caused her all the symptoms. Prior to this accident, she was not experiencing any of the symptoms. She was traveling with her stepfather, Randy Johnson, who was the driver. She was traveling in a van, four-door van, and accident occurred on Elizabeth Lake Road and Cass Lake Road in Keego Harbor. They were going on Cass Lake Road and were stopped at the Elizabeth Lake light, and they were rear-ended at a moderately high speed at a stoplight. They did not notice the license plate or the car or its speed. As they got dazed and the other car hit their rear bumper and back door, which got damaged. In the injury, patient report that she experienced neck whiplash and a head injury after the accident, but denies any injury to the other body parts or direct trauma to any of the car structure, like the door or seatbelt panel or console or front dashboard. She did not hit any of those areas. The seatbelt remained intact. She was wearing his seatbelt, and airbags were not deployed, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. However, the patient chose not to go to the hospital. Patient did go to the hospital, Henry Ford Hospital, where no X-rays were done, no CT scans were done. Patient was examined and provided a Motrin and was discharged after 5 hours stay in the hospital for observation. Since the accident, patient had no chance to do any other physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, or any other medical treatment, and she only resorted to home treatments. So history of presenting illness, the patient is reporting that she's experiencing pain in the neck, upper back, mid back, and lower back. Neck pain is around 2 to 3. Mid back and upper back pain is 6. Lower back pain is 8. According to her, there is a pain shooting down to her right arm, which is numbness and tingling, and she wakes up with that. And right leg is also numb and heavy, and is entire leg and entire arm in a glove-like fashion involving all the fingers and all the toes. That lasts for several hours. Patient also has a pain in the head, front part of the head, and also in the left temple, right temple, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And it is severe, constant, and sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise. Associated factors are not present, no nausea, vomiting, seizures, and aura. Additional symptoms are TBI, history of dizziness, loss of balance, loss of memory, ringing in the ear, forgetfulness, lack of focus, spots in the vision, bilaterally. However, patient denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of equilibrium, seizures. Patient denies any confusion, disorientation. She denies any loss of concentration, nightmares, incontinence of the urine bowels. She denies any nausea, vomiting. She denies any loss of vision field. She denies any sense of loss of sense of smell or taste, and or any other issues with the facial muscles or skin. patient has history of lightheadedness, numbness, tingling of the right side of the arm and leg, anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance, denies any subtle anesthesia, no problem in walking, or any other issues are reported. Regarding the pain, is described to be continuous, and even both the hips are hurting her. And they are described as throbbing, shooting, sharp, sickening, heart burning, aching, heavy and tiring and exhausting. The pain intensity is between 8 and 10. And patient reports that ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, walking, and improved by lying down. Further, patient report that she has missed several days at the school. She can walk up to a block without pain. She can sit and stand okay. She is able to sleep up to 6 hours usually. And she wakes up in pain, especially because of the shooting pain to the right arm and right leg. The whole body is affected on the right side, from shoulder to the ankle. No X-rays, MRI, CT scan have ever been done. No other treatments are reported. System review in patient reports in psychiatric anxiety and depression. However, she's not taking any medicine currently. She used to be on a Prozac. Past surgical history is none. Past allergy is none. And family history, patient mother is alive, father is alive. No medical problems. Siblings, one brother, no medical problems. No sisters. Relationship status, patient is single. Lives with her family and with her stepdad. She's in the 8th grade school. Employment status, patient is going to school full time, not working. Disability, none. She never filed a disability. Legal history, patient has Robbie Gaines, R-O-B-B-I-E, G-A-I-N-S, G-A-I-N-E-S as the attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. She describes her mood to be very bad. One, in addition, she has a sleep problem, depression problem, self-worth problem, anxiety problem. She denies any suicidal thought, homicidal thoughts. ADLs are affected as follows. Patient reports standing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, and vacuuming are affected 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, eating, feeding is also affected 10. The cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets is affected 9. Walking and running is affected 8. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 110 over 60. Pulse is 72. Pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'3". Weight 100 pounds. This is a 13-year-old Asian girl who is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. And there is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, chylomicronemia. Hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain phases are noticed. And no severe anxiety, lethargy is noticed. She has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. She is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices like a cane. The rest of the physical examinations from the template, including muscular examination, neurological examination that are normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is normal. Spine tenderness, none is observed. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed in the trapezius muscle and quadratus lumborum on the right side. Hypertonicity 1+, no trigger points are noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 18. In lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 10, bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lermit test is negative, distraction test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, the Roos test is negative, slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test positive at 40 degrees on the right side, contralateral leg rest test is positive on the right side. Bregar test is negative. Kemp test is negative. Levinsky sign is negative. Sacral iliac joint. Non-tender, tending flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test, Faber test, Gosselin test, all negative. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination. There is some pain in the right shoulder. Other than that, no other positive finding. Right hip is also slightly tender. Rest of the extremities on the left are warm to touch, well perfused with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, or varicose vein. Range of motion of all other joints. Normal quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Examination of the right shoulder reveals that there is a pain in the rotator cuff region with positive Huck and Kennedy test and negative anterior posterior apprehension test, and some spasm is noticed in the right rotator cuff region. Range of motions are slightly limited. Patient can move up to 120 degrees of abduction without pain. Resting pain in the shoulder is around 7. In the right hip, patient has no obvious finding in the inspection, no contusion, laceration, fracture, dislocation. On palpation, there is no finding of any crepitus or any swelling. Range of motions are normal at flexion 140, extension 140, rotation, external interrotation is 40. Motor strength is normal and leg length discrepancy is not present. Patrick sign negative, Trendelenburg test negative, log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test negative. In the hand and wrist, there is no positive finding about Tinel sign, Phelan sign, distal pulses. Range of motions are normal and normal. No carpal tunnel compression test positive. Motor power is normal, sensations and intact, reflex are normal, motor weakness is normal. Diagnosis. V8 9.2 XFC, Z79.891 TNS.